Are you feeling low? Are you feeling down? Are you feeling somewhat irritable and itchy? Well, there's only one thing that could possibly clear that up, and it's Wiley's Castle, the video game podcast on Capes and Scowls.
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, minisode number 9. And with us, as always, is Leander.
Hello.
And sitting with us today is Ryan Young.
Woo. I don't do intros either.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. So, Leander,
yes,
you're going to do a quick review for us.
I sure am. Save all the questions for the end. Death Vigil, number 6, by Steven Sajic. So, I'm very excited about this book. It's actually, I reviewed number 2, I think, was the very first one I reviewed.
2 or 3, yeah.
And now I'm going back and reviewing number 6 for you guys. So, the idea of the Death Vigil is that there's, again, this team fighting demons that no one knows about, right? And you can die, and when you come back, if you're chosen to be brought back, you can be given powers to help fight the demons in the world. Well, it basically starts off with this mega demon, we'll call her, is like, I want all ultimate power, and we gotta concoct this crazy plan. And the plan is, at the end of the day, to get the Death Scythe from the leader of the Death Vigils. And if I get that Death Scythe, I can take over the world. So, what is the plan that they concoct with the demons that live underground that no one knows about? Make demons public. Put them on the news, drop a big-ass monster in the middle of New York City, and see what happens. And do it all over the world. So that way all the Death Vigils from all over the world have to go group up and go fight all these different things. And the Death Vigil people, they have a pact with a... I guess they call her like a Veil Reaper, which is the person that has the Death Scythe. If you call her name, she teleports to you immediately. So the idea is to make everyone call her name all over the place, so that she's always on the run. So it starts off with kind of introducing some of the other Death Vigils from around the world, which is actually really cool. Like there's this like young Japanese girl with this very old American guy. And neither of them can speak the other's language, but they can communicate with each other, you know, in other ways.
Just like real life.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool, actually, when the duos get together, they're always amazing. Always amazing. So she can look through walls and see, like basically x-ray vision, right? Mm-hmm. And he can shoot through walls, but he can't see what's on the other side of the wall. Mm. So put them together, they can snipe anyone from anywhere. And that's what their powers are, is they kill demons from a distance. They're like the killer squad. There's a polar bear, there's birds, and they team up together.
Always
it's awesome. It's awesome. So one of my favorite characters that you guys know is Maya, the little kid who turns into a mega, mega demon eater, is monster is what they is what I can call her. So this is one of the good guys. That's a good guy right there. And her name is Maya. She's a little girl. And she turns into this fantastically awesome, grotesque, horrific monster who basically feeds on these mega demons that come in. So this mega demon that gets dropped into New York City, she's sent to go basically eat it. He's like, all right, send her in so she can eat them. So they go this epic battle throughout New York City. They're all doing their job. They're winning, quote unquote. And then Bernadette gets sent to a different part of the country or a different part of the world because she needs help. Someone needs her help. They go off. The team, the core team that you get to know, goes back home. When they get home, they're betrayed by one of their own.
Oh, man.
And when they get betrayed, everyone becomes like this. Something happens. They all become paralyzed. And basically... The bad guys convince another team member to say, you know what, don't help them, help us instead. And the guy says, yes, I'll help you, and I won't help them. So Clara, the main character that I've talked about before, the one that has a little feather, she actually has a really cool ability. She actually can enter into your mind through using the pen, right? Mm-hmm. Well, she can also open portals with the pen as well. Mm-hmm. So with the pen, she teleports the paralyzed friends away, except for one, so that one can fight off until Bernadette comes back. Well, something happens to that particular Death Vigil, which if you can kind of tell by the cover of the book what might happen to that particular character. Mm. And then Bernadette comes back. Stuff is going on. She freaks out. And then when they got paralyzed, they took the Vel, the Death Vigil's weapons. So when they took them, they created some kind of like ritual, basically. And when they conducted their ritual, they said Bernadette's name, and Bernadette came to the underworld. And when they came to the underworld, they took the scythe. So now the bad guys have the scythe. So the whole point of this was actually to get the Death Vigil's weapons so that they can then summon Bernadette, ultimately. It was the end game. So, you know, mega demons are all over the world. They're on the news. You know, it's in the public eye. You know, two team members could potentially be dead. You're introduced to a whole cast of brand new characters because you see the whole world of Death Vigils. And everything just got huge. Basically, in Death Vigil number 6, everything got huge. And it really took it to the next level. And I'm really excited to see what's going to happen next. And yeah, I think it's going to be really, really, I think it's going to be worth it. I'm definitely going to keep up with it.
Very cool.
So, do you guys have any questions? Now is the time.
It's an image book.
It is an
Top Cow. Yeah, it is an image book. Yeah. I was flipping through it while you're doing your review, and that I like the art a lot.
I love the art.
Yeah. That's like your new favorite artist.
Yes, I don't like a single artist that I know of except for Stephen C.
Dick. True story. We've been over every artist that I could think of.
Wait, so like even in all the other comics you read,
I don't know who the artist is and I don't care.
He's so picky with the art.
I'm so picky. It's ridiculous.
Stephen
Sajak's the only one that's kind of won me over so far.
Like even in like, you know, Uncanny Avengers or like other books that you read.
No, I don't even know who even.
Well, I know, but you don't like the art, or you just don't know.
I don't care to know who the artist is.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I don't care to know who the artist is.
But it doesn't offend you,
right?
The art in like Uncanny Avengers or whatever, or another book,
like Uncanny X-Men.
Sometimes it does.
Like Uncanny X-Men, the art offends me. And I don't really like that art. I don't personally care for that art. It's not my style. But I don't care to also know who is the artist.
Right. Right.
So. The only reason Stephen Sajak even became an obsession of mine is because he's taken over the art for Rat Queens, and there's been this huge like process of getting a new artist.
That's half true, because you bought Death Vigil not knowing that beforehand.
That's correct.
The other issue.
Right. I didn't even know he was part of that.
So you already love this, and you love the art.
Yeah, but I didn't care to know who he was until the Rat Queen situation. Because
well, there you
Rat
go,
Queens,
Stephen Sajak. You've earned a rare, rare medal that you'll receive. You'll receive that medal in the mail.
Yes.
As soon as we stalk you enough to figure out your mail.
So anyways, Death Vigil number 6. Please go pick it up. You're going to really enjoy it. There's a lot of depth to it, and you can pick it up at number 6 if you so choose. I don't think you're going to really feel lost.
It's a mini, right? I believe.
I don't know, actually.
All right. Well, if it is a mini, I hope it gets an ongoing after this.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So anyways, that is my review.
Awesome. Well, thank
Death
you.
Death Vigil number 6.
Thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome. Bye.